Hi, everybody. This is Rem, and this is the first session in the Top Practices Summer Business Development Workshop. And I'm going to talk a little bit later about the fact that we're doing this in the summer, the significance of that, and what that all means, and what I've learned, and what so many Top Practices members have learned about the value of doing this in the summer. But before I do that, I just want to give you a little bit of a sense for what we're up to. So the goal is that all summer long, at a reasonable pace, we're going to be following through the entire Top Practices Business Development Workshop. We're going to be going through this step by step. And, you know, we'll address it from module to module. These videos where I kind of lay out what we're going to do are actually very short, less than 15 minutes. This first one will possibly be a bit longer than that, but overall, they're not really that long. And then we've got essential questions for you to think about, the homework items for you to do. But this is really the time for us to just dig down in. And so before I even get to why the summer and what we're going to do, I mean, the whole goal is that by the time we get together in the fall for the Top Practices Summit, which I consider to be the culmination of this entire business development and goal setting workshop, we will be arriving at the summit with these goals in excellent condition and shape, along with executable plans, so that by the time we get there and we're hanging out with other folks that are like-minded winners, that we're not going to have any problems at all focusing on what it is we need to do, because we'll know. And, you know, I always say New Year's Eve is coming in 15 minutes, and it is. It literally feels like every 15 minutes, for me anyway, it's New Year's Eve again, and New Year's Eve is going to be here in a flash. And wouldn't it be fun to know that on New Year's Eve, you don't have to be thinking to yourself, well, you know, I really going to have to get started here with my goals. I was going to do it over the holidays. I was going to do it in the fall, but I didn't get around to it. But this is the year. Wouldn't it be nice to just think, check box, know what I'm doing. Here I go. That's the point of everything we're going to do this summer. So before we go there, I want to talk about something I call the difference. And the difference is literally the difference between we all lose our mojo from time to time, every single one of us. And I've never met anybody who wasn't affected by this. It's a universal issue for all of us. And that's why there's so much written about it, about success in life and business, that addresses this problem. And this is truly a mindset issue, because how we deal with this, how we deal with just the stuff that hits us, the obstacles that I call them the stink bombs, is literally how we move forward, how we accomplish what we want to do. And I'll tell you, I've done a lot of study and I've spent a lot of time thinking about what makes the difference between the people that I work with, who are truly what I would call home run hitters, really successful running with the top practices, ideas. And then there's the folks that haven't hit home runs that are doing, however, quite well. And then those who struggle and, you know, even in some cases fail to really make this work. And I thought about, what is it that makes this difference? And I call it the difference. And so here it is, the winners. First, they can see it. The winners have taken the time to examine what they really want. And for them, it's a vision with balance. And so, I mean, there's the illusion of balance, you know, that we have, which we think my life has to be in balance all the time. And that's really not true, because we're always juggling all of these things. I always say you can bounce your balls and they'll be okay, with the exception of your family and your friends. If you drop those balls, they're glass, they'll break. You can never drop your family or your friends. But everything else, we come in and out of balance. So these folks have taken their abstract goals, but they boiled them down to their essence, and they painted a mental picture for themselves of what it's going to really be like, or what it is like, and to be living like that picture, but now in the present. You know, and some of my goals are to live where I wanted to live. You know, check, I've done that. I live in Las Vegas and I'm not going anywhere. We pulled that off. I want to, you know, begin at some point here, a period of mini retirements. I haven't really done that yet, but, you know, as I start to, in the future, not now, wind down. I'd rather just sort of have things built in such a way I could begin to take some mini retirements. And by that, I mean, you know, like I always thought it'd be fun to live in New York City. So, you know, live there for 3 months and just spend some time there, or maybe in the Barossa Valley in Australia for 3 months. I want to see my grandkids graduate from high school, you know, while I'm healthy. And, you know, at the moment, that's going to be quite a long time. So, and, you know, that has been my health goal. And I'll talk about that in the next one, my why. But, you know, I've struggled with that for years, and I do not struggle with that now. My doctor told me recently that I am 10 years younger now this year than I was last year at this time. I've got the numbers. I'm on my way to my optimal weight, which I haven't arrived at yet. But very soon after the recording of this, I will have had an anniversary of walking and doing my push-ups every single Monday through Friday for an entire year. I don't even know if I've ever in my life had a year of unbroken exercise routine. So it's just really cool. And I want to be able to choose my work situation with no restrictions. You know, just what do I want to do? You know, my doctors, I hear them talk about this all the time. And they talk about specific earning goals. And, you know, that's different for everybody. And they, you know, they need to actually take a look at this and build a plan and to be able to achieve the financial position that they want, the finances that allow them to take care of the emotional and financial stability and security of those that they love. They want great relationship with their associate doctors if they have that. That can be complicated. That can be difficult, but it can absolutely happen and it can be done. And then, you know, some of you think we need to expand our office. Maybe that's a good idea. Maybe that's a bad idea. You know, certainly we should be talking about that. But, you know, taking all of these goals and putting them into perspective, that's what we're going to work on. But winners can see it, and they continue to see it no matter what, even when the obstacles come, even when the stink bombs come. And the action item for this is going to be just do the goal setting workshop. Stay with me, make the time and get focused on this. We don't take too much time, and you have a little at this point of the year, a little bit of room here for that. But you want to really help yourself you need a burning desire to achieve your goals. You don't want to like work on getting your goals. You need a burning desire so you will not stop no matter what. Now, the winners insist and they fight for being able to see it. So winners can see it first. Then winners adopt a plan. There's an old adage, amateurs wing it, professionals script it. You need a plan and you need one that makes sense. For marketing, you have one. It's called the Four Pillars of Marketing. We have our marketing calendar and our tools, our mastermind meetings. We've got everything to get you there. For your management, we've got the Virtual Practice Management Institute and all the guidance that comes from Dr. Wishney and from Tina Del Buono. You know, go for it. Use the plan. And then the difference is the winners adopt the plan. And, you know, no one who ever won Marketer of the Year, actually no one in top practices who's had a home run year has deviated from the four pillars. And the reason is, I mean, yes, I invented them, but they're just common sense and they matter and each one matters and executing effectively in each pillar is a must. Why try to reinvent this? What is actually the wheel? Like I said, I know I first articulated it, but I actually discovered it, you know, like Napoleon Hill and the principles he discovered. I didn't create it, but it just works. Winners adopt the plan, then they do it and they don't quit. They don't quit. And that's the difference. You know, and I've had some fun with this in my own life. I've been, you know, working really hard with it, really focusing on all of my plans. And you can do the same thing. It's got to be fun. So winners adopt the plan. Then winners use the slight edge. You can't let the intensity stop. You can't be going at 100 miles an hour. You just have to keep moving forward. There are going to be stink bombs. They're going to occur. Someone might get ill. There might be cash crunches. You're going to lose your mojo. But the slight edge, never stopping, just keep doing the seemingly small and insignificant things each and every day. Are what make all the difference. It's absolutely the key. So winners use the slight edge. Winners don't mind hiring an A team. Look, I always say you need one more person than you need. You cannot get this done. You cannot get this done without a team of people. You know, bigger's not better. Bigger's bigger. Better's better. But you only get better by hiring the right people. And then they're going to leave you because they've got their own lives to live. They've got their own things to do. There's no home runs for Lone Rangers. No matter how good you are, it just won't happen. You need to build, support, nurture a great team of people. And guess what? Your people, the A players, they want to do this. They want to be on your team. And then winners are reported to regularly. They use the tools that we have. They watch their numbers. They use action plans. They meet, they work on it. They insist on it. They don't run around looking for data. They don't wonder or guess what happened. They know because their team reports to them in the same way each and every week. They have their action plan. They have their organizational board. They use the pillars and our calendars. And then winners have a commitment to meetings and training. Look, you got to come to the summit every single time, because that's where we just recharge the batteries with rocket fuel every single time. And you need to make sure you're tracking the top practices, mastermind meetings, and the mindset meeting. Stay connected to me, stay connected to other top practices members, and then meet and work with your staff on a regular basis, all the time. Morning huddles, weekly staff meetings. The home run hitters do it, and those folks that struggle don't do it. And then winners block their time. Look, every book I've ever recommended to you, the top ones, The Slight Edge, The 12-Week Year, The One Thing, and on, and Essentialism, on and on, all say the number one correlated to success activity that winners do is they block their time. A minimum of 3 hours a week, not at night, not on the weekends, but during your work time devoted to rainmaking and building the practice, strategic stuff, not catching up, but doing that. It matters. And you can do this. You can 3 hours, you can do this. Look, not a single person has ever said to me, "Oh, Rem, you know, I blocked that time out and that was dumb. That was the dumbest thing I ever did." All they've ever said is, "I wish I'd have done it earlier. I wish I had done it earlier." And then winners make the investments in their tools. You know, if they need a great website, they get it. If they need a marketing person, they get it. If they need a laser, they get it. If they need a tool, they get it. You know, you can't be irresponsible about this. You have to budget and build, but you always, someone once said, you know, "I never had the money I needed at the time that I needed it, but I listened to smart people that I knew were telling me what I should do. And I did it and the money always followed." That's how it works. Winners buy what they need and they focus on getting them working for them, and they are relentless about it. Relentless. And then winners want to be around other winners. That is by definition the mastermind group. You can't stay home. You've got to come to the summit, the AAPPM meetings, bring your staff, plug into everything. Absolutely never, ever stop. The difference is really having your vision from which you have your well-conceived plans and you never, never stop. And that's what we're about all summer long. So look, why the summer? Well, because the typical time that most people start thinking about business development and goal setting is the fall. And that's when things get really ramped up and we're busy. And then we tell ourselves the great lie. "I'm going to do this over the holidays. That's when I'm going to do this." And then the holidays come and no, you're not. None of us ever do. Our families have very different opinions about this. And we really just, you know, kind of wind down, and you should be recharging your batteries during that time. So the summertime, typically a time that folks kind of disconnect and take time off. Now, by the way, go on vacation, have fun, enjoy these beautiful evenings, all of that. I'm not suggesting you tank your summer, but you can focus over the entire, over 4 months, and devote a little bit of time to pull this all together. So by the time October hits, you're just like, "You know what? I'm ready. This is great. We are all set." And that means that the entire next year, New Year's Eve, you already know what the plan is for next year, and you've been operating with it for the last two quarters of this year. So why not the summer? It's an absolutely fabulous time for you to really make this work. So look, I just want to say to everybody that we're going to be focused together as we move forward with all of this. And, you know, I can't wait. I just can't wait. So here's to all of you. Get ready. Module 1, Start With Why, is next. See you at the summit.